We are ready to roll here, folks, on Bluff Country 1250, KCUE, KCUE 99 FM, and online at KCUERadio.com. Jack Caldwell with you. Hearing that music, well, that is the school song instrumentally for the Zumbrota Mazeppa Cougars, and we are here. They're our first, I guess you could say, guinea pigs of 2021, because the next four Fridays from about 5 to 7, give or take a few minutes here and there, we are going to chat with members of the graduating classes of 2021. Zumbrota Mazeppa leads it off here today. Coming up next week, it is Ellsworth. The following Friday, it's Red Wing. And then the Friday after that, it's the Goodhue Wildcats. So I'm Jack Caldwell. Thanks for joining us here. And we have three strapping young lads who are members of the graduating class of 2021 of the Zumbrota Mazeppa Cougars. Now, from my left to my right, gentlemen, introduce yourselves and we'll be off and running.
I'm David McKinney.
I'm Cole Ayers.
Mitchell Illig.
All right, gentlemen. Glad to have you join us. So did you sign up for this, or were you drafted, or how did it all work? David, tell me about it.
She kind of just sent out an email saying, hey, does anyone want to do this? And we're the ones that signed up, I guess.
Would that be Chelsea Lochner?
Yes.
All right, yep. Had some correspondence with her via email. Same with you guys. You just kind of signed up. Think
yeah,
it would probably be fun.
It's actually funny. The two of us were in the same class, and yeah, both of us. As soon as we both read the email at the same time, we just looked at each other and like,
we're doing
screw it, let's do it.
I mean,
seems like 2 hours well spent. So
yeah,
just kind of mess around, have some fun.
Now, yeah, absolutely, that's what it's all about in radio. Now, here's the deal: all three of our young guys here for participating are going to get two all-day wrist. Bands to Mall of America's Nickelodeon Universe. Some of you guys are pretty big, so I don't know if some of the rides would be appropriate for it, but that's okay.
Yeah.
As long as there's no weight limit.
Yeah,
that's
good. Yeah, exactly. Right.
And then you're also going to pick up a couple of rounds for mini golf at Moose Mountain. That's right there on the third floor of the Mall of America. You guys get a chance to get up there, you know, in previous years or what have you?
Every once in a while.
Yeah, here and there.
I think it's been a decade since I've been up there myself.
Yeah,
so
yeah. I don't go shopping.
So. No. You know, when it opened up, I was in my late 20s. I kind of went there a lot until I was maybe in my early 40s, and that was about it. So I get up there maybe once in a blue moon. So that's what each of these gentlemen will get for being part of our trivia contest, which we're going to have next hour. And then, well, actually, we have these KCUE cups, all right? We have water in all of these cups.
Yep.
And I thought the better of it, guys. You're all going to get a cup, a coffee cup. But whoever wins the trivia picks up the extra empty cup behind me, and then he can take it home for mom or dad, and they can arm wrestle for it or something. I don't know.
Sounds right? good. Like I said, my grandpa has one of these, so it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I recognize one of them.
Yep. So that's what we're going to do. So we're going to kind of get started and find out more about you here on the show. And I'm kind of old school. I don't even, you know, put this on a WordPress or anything like that, all right, and type it up. I just write it
on
myself.
Yeah, nothing wrong with paper.
Nothing wrong with that.
That's right. I'm just taking my little cheat sheet notes right here. So, David, we're going to lead it off with you. Tell us a bit about your family, your mom, dad, maybe what they do, siblings, things like that, all that juicy stuff.
My mom, she works in dialysis at Mayo, and then my dad works at Flint Hills Resources. So that he just works at refining coke products. And then I have two siblings. One of them is Matthew. He's my older one. He's 19 years old. He's currently going to school in RCTC. And then my little brother Alex, he is a freshman.
All right, so you're the middle kid, right?
Yeah,
most
forgotten. I'm sorry, Mom.
I was going to say, you know, what's that like for the middle kid? I myself am an only child, so I mean, you know, there's good and bad to that, I would say. Pluses and minuses, that's for sure. So, David, we got your info. Cole, how about you?
My mom and dad are Jody and Ken Ayers. My mom works at Zumbrota, actually. She works in the elementary. Then my dad, he has his own construction company. He pours bins and everything. And then I have three brothers, Jordan, James, and Austin. Austin's doing graphic design. And then James, I think, is doing welding stuff. And then my brother Jordan's working at Loda Myers.
All right, so are you the youngest of the four?
I am the youngest.
All right, so what's that like as the youngest? You're forgotten. No,
he gets everything.
Yeah, I'm definitely not forgotten. I'm gifted a lot of stuff. I'm sure my brothers think I'm spoiled, enjoy it.
Hey, there you go. All right. And Mitch, what about you?
Well, actually, my parents are divorced, so I got four parents, technically.
That's okay. Give them a shout out.
Hey, Mom, Dad, Chrissy, Steven. Yeah, I live full-time with my mom and my stepdad. They both actually work at TI here in town.
Okay.
Stevie, he's kind of like helps around the card tables and stuff like that, taking the decks, cleaning off the tables, all that kind of stuff. My mom works at the sub shop in there. And my dad, him and my stepmom are up in North Dakota, right in Bismarck, right in the heart of it. My dad's like one of the top guys at a valve company up there. And then my stepmom, she's an x-ray tech at, I think it's Stanford Health up there. But
okay.
And, I got two younger stepbrothers that I married in with my stepmom, so I don't really ever see them. They're like 9 and 11, I don't even know.
Right.
And then I got an older sister who's 22. She goes to Cato. She's okay. In college right now. She's going for dental hygiene. So.
All right, there we go.
Yeah.
A Maverick, right?
Yep.
Minnesota State University, Mankato. Yeah, my wife went to it, well, many, many moons ago, dating herself there, dating myself, but back then it was Mankato State. Whenever they made the switch to Minnesota State, Mankato, but everybody
said
Cato is Cato. And as I mentioned to you guys, way back in my radio career, I did work for a number of years in Mankato. So good. We've got the introductions. We've got the family stuff taken care of. So, David, I want to get it back to you here and toss a few questions your way. And by the way, I kind of prepped these guys and what the questions would be. So hopefully they're able to knock it out of the park here.
I already forgot the question.
Yeah.
That's okay. That's all right. All right, David, so we'll lead it off with you. What's been your favorite subject for the most part throughout high school? We'll leave it at that. And then maybe your favorite teacher, whether it could be elementary, middle, high, what have you. What do you have for us today?
My favorite subject has to be history, and then my favorite teacher teaches history. Shout out to Brad Smith.
All right. There we go, Mr. Smith. A shot and a goal. Extracurricular activities you're involved in.
I was involved in football, but I'm not really doing anything right now, no.
That's all right. Yeah, a strapping young lad, by the way. All right, and Cole, how about you? Tell us about your favorite subject. Teacher and extracurriculars.
I would have to say my favorite subject is math. My favorite teacher, though, is actually the math teacher's wife, Mrs. Matuska, Amy Matuska. She's really fun. We joke around with her a lot. It's always a good time in her class.
All right. Super, super. All right. Interesting. And Mitch, how about you? Favorite subject, teacher, and extracurriculars.
I play soccer. I played soccer for 12, 11 years, and I'm playing at DCTC.
All right, good for you.
In life,
the real football, by the way. Most people in the world call it. But here in America, I know, football
doesn't
is
sound right.
Here in America, it's soccer. All right. And Mitch, what about you?
Well, I got to say probably my favorite subject is probably history as well. But honestly, I got to give my favorite teacher to my science teacher, Ms. Heitman. I don't know, I just love messing with her because I give her crap, she dishes it right back, and yeah, she's one of those really relaxing teachers that likes to have fun.
Good.
And then for extracurricular, like, I was involved in football and basketball, pretty much football my whole life. Basketball, I quit last year, but then I ended up deciding taking stats for him this year, and then I played baseball for most of my life, too, but I stopped after sophomore year. So.
Well, that's all right. Yeah, I'm sure you guys had a lot of great memories with those extracurriculars as well as what you did in the classroom, that's for sure. We're going to continue on, David. Talk about a couple of things here. Maybe your favorite childhood school moment, and then spin it forward to what maybe your favorite high school moment has been. Now, maybe it could be graduation coming up. Well, let's take graduation out of the equation. So what strikes chord memory wise with you there?
Like favorite elementary school.
Yeah, when you were a younger kid. Yeah, not a big high schooler.
Yeah, really use your brain.
Yeah. like a Christmas pageant or something. I got a speaking part. I stood up there. I said my lines amazingly. It was great. And then my favorite high school moment. Who was it against that I?
We came back.
No, it was we were playing football, and then I'm a DN, so I was going past the guy, and then I just chucked him a couple of feet away.
Oh yeah, that was this past year. God, who
was
playing
it against?
Well, I know you guys played Redwin a couple of years ago, and
we played him last year.
Pretty much
year
took him out behind the woodshed.
Yeah.
Kind of.
I did that. Well, that was here in Redwin, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yeah. Last game of the season. Right.
If there are any Red Wing folks listening, I mean, I have to call it as I see it, and that was, out behind the woodshed type of thing. So
48-0.
It was 48-0? Yeah,
yeah.
It was a shutout.
It was bad.
Yeah.
But I'm trying. Yeah, I can't remember who we were playing against. But yeah, I remember you just chucked the guy and threw him across your body, and it was a small dude. So.
Kind of like a Beal throw in wrestling, where they hurl the guy halfway across the ring.
Exactly.
Super. All right, David. Good stuff. Cole, how about you?
Mine. I would say playing "Twinkle Twinkle Little Star" on the guitar for our talent show.
Nice.
Yeah, it was filmed, and I listened to it back a couple years ago, and it was just really bad. It was really fun, though. I enjoyed it. For high school, I got to say beating Byron in soccer. It's always been really competitive between us, and we finally beat them. So that was really fun.
Got the proverbial monkey off the back, right?
Yeah.
All right. Super. Mitch, how about you?
I'm going to go completely opposite of these guys talking about pageants and shows and all that. My favorite elementary school memory was there was one day we were sitting in the classroom, and we made fun of the teacher so much that she ended up starting and, like, she yelled at us.
I was going to say, I hope she wasn't a bully.
No, but the thing is, she scared us so bad, one of my classmates ran out of the room, and he started, like, crying and stuff. I'm not going to name names. But, what's funny is, like, I wasn't doing a whole lot of the stuff. Like, I wasn't really picking on her or anything. I was just kind of sitting there listening. I could not stop laughing. I just thought it was hilarious. Yeah, this kid, he was a good friend of mine, ran out of classroom crying because he was that terrified. It's not really a good memory, but it's just what I could pick up in my head on the dot. And then for high school, it has to be last year against Pine Island for football. We were down, what was it? We were down 10 points.
Yeah.
And there was about 2 minutes, 14 seconds left. They were punting. My friend Logan, he blocked a punt. We got the ball. 2 plays later, scored a touchdown. So now we're down by 3. And then we helmed to a 3-and-out, got the ball back, marched on the field, got a running touchdown by Kelvin Voxlin, and we beat him. Yeah, we beat him by 4. It was like 28-24 was the final score. And, that was the most exciting sports experience I've ever had in my life. And for all the surveys this year for best high school memory, that's always on there. And, yeah, that has to go down as number one.
Well, the way you described it, you may have a future in sports broadcasting. So there we go. I mean, you were spot on. I mean, you know, it was point by point, you're right on with that one. So, guys, what we're going to do is take a break here in a moment, but we have some fine sponsors. So, David, we're going to lead off with you, then Cole, then Mitch, and then everybody switches the paper around, and we'll do it again here later on in the program. So, David, hopefully you can fire away with that first ad.
The employees of Hearth and Home Technologies in Lake City, the largest manufacturer of gas fireplaces in the world, salute the graduates of the Zimbrota Mazeppa High School class of 2021. You've worked hard to reach this milestone, and we know you have a bright future ahead. Best wishes from your friends and neighbors, Hearth and Home Technologies.
Fabulous. Nicely done. All right, Cole, he has set the bar high.
All right.
Fire away.
Stop by Hannish Bakery and Coffee Shop and check out the awesome display cakes and many varieties of pastries and donuts. So many varieties of donuts, you may need an extra visit just to take it all in. Congratulations to the class of 2021 from all of us at Hannish Bakery and Coffee Shop.
All right, home of the bun man himself, Billy Hannish. And Mitch, over to you.
Runnings and Red Wing is here for you to lean on, just like a trusted friend. We're working hard each day to stock ourselves with the essential items you need, from animal feed to pet food, clothing, and auto care to tools and hardware. Runnings and Red Wing, congratulations and good luck, class of 2021.
Nicely done, fellas. We're going to find out more about these three gentlemen in a moment. We're going to take a weather break, come back for another segment. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to pop in with sports. We're going to have more segments this hour after that. Eventually, the second hour, we're going to play some, you know, trivia. You can play along with us at home or wherever you may be. And then also we're going to hear the favorite songs of each of these three fellas, or maybe they want to dedicate a song to someone. Whatever works. So that's what's on tap between now and 7 here. Zimbrota Mazeppa Senior Sensations on KCUE. Back in a moment. All right, we're back here. It's segment 2 of our Zimbrota Mazeppa Senior Sensations on Bluff Country 1250, KCUE and KCUE 99 FM, and also KCUERadio.com. For all we know, somebody in, gosh, I don't know, Germany, France, all right, who's streaming our station could be listening at this exact time. Matter of fact, fellas, many years ago, Red Wing girls made it to the state hockey tournament. One of the parents was doing business in France and was listening to us online in France at the time that the tournament was being played. It's probably like 4 in the morning over there or whatever. Wow. So
I don't think we're that popular.
Hey, we can always shoot for it, though, right? You got it. So David McKinney is with us, Cole Ayers is with us, and Mitch Illig, all seniors graduating 2021 here from Zimbrota Mazeppa High School. So This time we're going to kind of reverse it, all right? Oh, guys, by the way, you can switch your ads around if you want. All right, there we go. Next guy. It's just like in class way back in the day. All right, take one, pass it over.
Yeah.
All right, so Mitch, that's right. Mitch, we're going to lead it off with you here. Got a few more questions for you in rapid-fire fashion. So who has been your go-to friend over the years? Maybe your best friend. All right. Ooh, wow. And you're getting some interesting looks. And
I know, because the kids sit to my right.
Oh, okay.
I hang out with them.
And maybe, why is that? Besides the fact that he thinks he's a cool guy, I guess. I don't know. How long have you guys known each other?
Well, I actually transferred some Zimbrota back in eighth grade, so only about four or five years.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, something must have clicked, right?
Very cool. Sure, yeah,
sure. It's kind of forced together, but
yeah, just got pushed.
Well, that's okay. And also now, all right, we're going to kind of get serious, then we're going to kind of get funny again, though. Of course, we've been embroiled in this pandemic now for over a year, and you guys caught the tail end of it last year. Now you're seniors, though. You've had to go through a whole school year with this. So what have been some of the big challenges, Mitch, for you personally, during all of this that's been going on?
I tell you what, online grades are slipping. We had an online stage over at Zimbrota back in mid-November to all the way to about early January. That just, for a lot of people, it just did not work. Grades started sliding because I was sitting 3 feet away from my bed, and that's just never a good recipe. But otherwise, I mean, I've been able to crank it through, but it's just getting annoying because... Yeah, it's time to just get over it.
Right,
yeah.
Right. How do you think this will maybe shape you, your friends, actually all of us going forward? It looks like very soon here in Minnesota, maybe we're going to, you know, get the masks off and try to get back to normal, whatever
hopefully,
normal may be.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Mitch?
I don't know. It's never, like, this whole pandemic's never really fazed me the whole time. So, I mean, I've been going by my everyday things. I'm still working. I've still been hanging out with friends, having a good time, going to school, so... I don't know. Nothing's really going to affect me. Why? Except, grades.
Yeah, for me, you know, as an older guy, I was concerned. I mean, I did do whatever I needed to do. I tried to follow all of the rules that I could, but it did not totally take over my life, and I'm so thankful that was the case. Cole, let's get to you. Your biggest friend, I guess, is the guy over to your...
Whatever. We'll go with Mitch.
He hesitated.
It's a pity point, everyone.
So what is it? What are his top redeeming qualities?
That's a good question.
Very gregarious guy. Pretty fairly outgoing.
Yeah, he's pretty funny, I guess. Yeah. He likes to drive around everywhere, so we don't have to pay for our gas.
He just does it. Oh, wow. There we go. Yeah, that's always cool when you have a friend who will, you know, tote you around, that's for sure. How about some of the challenges you faced this year during the pandemic, and how do you think, you know, you'll fare going forward out of this?
Definitely. I agree with what Mitch said, the online schooling. That was hard for, I think, pretty much everybody. But I think really, like, going with that, like, time management skill has been really difficult. You know, you get up and you're in your bed and you do class right there. Sometimes you don't really want to do it, and you just put it off until the last minute.
Yep.
And, like, your homework scores would go down, but your test scores would go up because you have Google right there.
What are you talking about?
Don't just tell all the teachers, because there are probably teachers listening what's going on.
So I assume right now you are in person most of the week?
Yeah.
Yep.
We are,
Okay. Wednesday is our distance learning day.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think a lot of districts are shifting to that right now. Moving forward, what are your hopes as we pop out of this, you know, crazy situation?
I really don't know. I really just hope that everything can kind of go back to normal and, like, we just can carry on with our lives.
That's right. All right. And, David, how about you? What are your thoughts? I mean, who's your best friend? Is it one of these two guys? Is it somebody who may be listening right now?
It's probably Casey Weber. He's probably not even listening.
That's all right. So why does Casey get the nod? Fill us in.
We just hang out more than anyone else, and he's just a great guy.
All right. Does he pay for gas, too, or?
No. He's a really bad driver.
Oh,
so
wow. Ooh,
don't you work with him?
I do, yeah.
You know what's funny? You guys may have seen it coming in here. We had a minor fender bender here at the corner of 58 and Guernsey Lane, and nobody was hurt. And I actually was just taking a peek outside while our news was going at 4 o'clock. Gives me a few minutes to just kind of, if I want to peek outside or get some fresh air, and I actually saw it. It's like, oh, boy. So luckily no one hurt, though, and I think they've got it pretty much squared away right now. Yeah. So, well, then you've got Casey as your best friend. So a bit about, you know, going through this pandemic for over a year now as a student and How do you think things will move on for you going forward out of this now? Looks like we're getting close.
I just hope I don't have to wear a mask anywhere. It just sucks. And like for high school and stuff, like the only motivation that you have to get out of your bed to do the homework, not really there.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hear ya.
You usually have the teacher to help you along and stuff, but you can't, like, and why would you, like, why would you even email them, you know, if you can just sleep in?
Mm-hmm. Spoken like a true teenager, that's for sure. So going forward, what are your hopes for, you know, maybe yourself, family, as you move, hopefully, past this?
Return to normal?
Return to normal. Yeah. I don't really have it. It didn't really affect me that much because I didn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah, right. Yeah. For people who are had to be, you know, here and there, to and fro, if you had to travel or something like
that,
if you absolutely had to, I could see where it'd be, you know, kind of sometimes maybe a little nervous or apprehensive about that, that's for sure. For me, I mean, my big thing was during the winter having to wear a mask while I broadcast. And, you know, in a hot basketball gym, that wasn't a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then in a cold hockey rink, of course, I wear glasses, so what happens when you wear a mask?
Fogs them up.
Fogs them up.
You have to see what you're trying to call there. That could be a bit of a challenge, that's for sure. Well, guys, we're going to take another break. We're going to have some more fun, maybe more toward the fun side of it here with our questions in our next segment. We're going to take a break. I'm going to step on out, and we'll get to sports here in about a minute. And we're coming back with more of our Zambrota Mazeppa Senior Sensations here on KCUE. Thanks for joining us. It's 5:31. Folks, we're back with our next segment here of Zambrota Mazeppa Senior Sensations on Bluff Country 1250 KCUE, KCUE 99 FM, and online at kcueradio.com. I have David McKinney with me, Cole Ayers, and Mitch Illig. Matter of fact, guys, you know what? We have three sponsors. They're supposed to get three reads for a two-hour show. That's not enough, so I'm going to have you each read your respective ad. We'll do it one more time with a new set of ads right before 6, and then we're going to do it again next hour. So, you know what, Mitch, we're going to lead off with you since you were tailing Charlie with the ads the first time.
The employees of Hearth and Home Technologies in Lake City, the largest manufacturer of gas fireplaces in the world, salute the graduates of the ZM High School Class of 2021. You've worked hard to reach this milestone, and we know you have a bright future ahead. Best wishes from our friends and neighbors from Hearth and Home Technologies.
Fantastic. Cole, fire away.
Reddings and Red Wing is here for you to lean on. Like a trusted friend, we're working hard each day to stock our shelves with the essential items you need, from animal feed to pet food, clothing and auto care tools, and hardware. Runnings and Red Wing, congratulations and good luck to class of 2021.
All right, David, fire away.
Stop by Hanish Bakery and Coffee Shop and check out the awesome display cakes, many varieties of pastries and donuts. So many varieties of donuts, you may need an extra visit just to take it all in. Congratulations, class of 2021, from all of us at the Hanish Bakery and Coffee Shop.
Fantastic. Fellas, you ready for some more questions? You know, we had kind of serious stuff with the pandemic. I think I'm all done with the pandemic garbage, to be honest with you there. And, you know, we're just going to move past that and talk about some cool stuff right now.
Cool.
And, of course, what teenager doesn't love food? As mom and dad probably know, always have to keep the kitchen and the refrigerator. You have to keep it well stocked. I had two teenage daughters, and let me tell you, I think they probably eat just as much as two teenage boys would. That's for sure. Especially when both of them are swimming, because swimmers, as you guys know, they burn a lot of calories, and they're always hungry. So those are some interesting years. That's for sure. So Cole, I'm going to lead it off with you, buddy. What's your favorite food, or maybe food group? Pizza would be acceptable.
It's definitely not pizza. my favorite food is definitely steak.
Ooh, there we go.
He orders it every time.
Every time I go out, I always get steak.
Well, hopefully you pay for your own meal then.
Yeah, exactly.
So are you rare, medium well, or burnt to a crisp guy?
Definitely not burnt to a crisp. Medium rare is what I usually go with.
All right. Just not quite. It's done moving, but that's about it. Okay. So, all right, there we go. Mitch, how about you? Your favorite food?
Lasagna.
Lasagna. There we go.
Never go wrong with it.
carbing up, getting that energy going?
Yeah, I eat a lot of carbs.
So. There we go. That's okay. Lasagna. David, how about you? What's your favorite food?
Baked potato casserole. So it's it's baked potatoes, like it's everything that you put in a baked potato, but it's just a larger helping of it.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Does your mom make it?
My mom makes it, but only for birthdays and special celebrations.
You look a little disappointed that she doesn't make it more often.
Oh, yeah. I ask her for it like almost every single day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there we go. Baked potatoes casserole.
Just pay her.
I'd be broke then.
I can see the little old ladies listening right now. They're going, I wonder what the recipe is for that.
Oh, it's amazing.
All right, so baked potato casserole. There we go. We're talking more favorites with these fellows. So, David, I'm going to start off with you. How about your favorite movie? What is your all-time favorite movie? We're into the entertainment arena right now.
I don't really have a favorite movie, to be honest with you.
So, like for me, I'll say for me, my favorite movie personally is the sports movies, kind of like a sports fantasy movie.
Yeah.
Field of Dreams. That's my favorite favorite movie.
If we're going with that, like Miracle.
Okay, there you go.
That's a really good
movie.
One.
Yeah, it is. Yep, you got it. Absolutely. And I'm old enough to have actually seen it as it happened. Yep, and I must say, indeed, there's a reason why they called it the Miracle on Ice. It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And the thing of it is, I saw a lot of those guys play in college. Before they went on to Olympic glory,
yep.
A couple of the guys I actually, you know, in Madison, Wisconsin, my hometown, namely Mark Johnson and Bobby Suter, our school played against those guys in high school. And whenever we played against them, all I'll say is this, it wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
It would get crushed.
Yeah.
So, all right, so we have a vote there for you for Miracle. Cole, how about you? Your favorite movie?
Ooh, Mitch and I were actually just talking about this today, our favorite movies.
Yeah, actually.
My favorite movie is definitely Sandlot.
Oh,
the
there
first
we
one. The other ones aren't as good, but the first one I really like.
Can't go wrong with that, hulking dog there behind the fence.
Yeah.
What did they call that dog? What was his...
the
Beast.
The Beast.
Yeah.
That's right.
I say we just spent the past week.
Yeah, that's all we do in our youth service class. We just watch movies.
Yeah.
There we go. Well, there's a vote for favorite class, maybe. So, all right, Mitch, how about you? Favorite movie? Do you agree, Sandlot, or is it something else for you?
I got something else. Green Mile.
Oh, there we go. That's a good one.
I don't know. I love horror or I love comedy movies. I love sports movies, superheroes, but I don't know. Green Mile, Shawshank Redemption, stuff like that. Schindler's List. I watch movies all the time.
Yeah, those are all movies that came out, I think, in the 1990s, if I'm not mistaken.
Early 90s,
So an excellent decade for movies. Well, let's move on here. Mitch, we'll lead it off with you again here. We're talking about movies. You know, like Tom Hanks, great actor. He's one of my all-time favorite actors. But, all right, who is your personal hero? It could be mom or dad. Could be a friend or relative. Could be Captain America, as one of you guys mentioned.
I did say Captain America earlier.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know. Growing up watching football all the time, I like J.J. Watt for the – I mean, he's on the Cardinals now. I guess he's not on Texans. I would respect the man. I grew up watching football. I played lineman, defensive, and offensive lineman my whole life, so I just got a lot of respect for the man.
J.J. Watt, of course, played his college football. University of Wisconsin, baby.
Yeah, that's the only bad part.
That's right. All right, so J.J. Watt. Cole, how about you?
Following the sports people, I got to say Leo Messi.
Soccer guy.
One of the greatest of all time. And I've always just looked up to him, just going through things like being short and stuff. People were telling him he couldn't do it, but he always did it.
That's all right. You know, dynamite sometimes will come in a small package. And that guy in soccer... I've actually seen him play. That guy, he's just totally dynamic. Guys like that, it's incredible. Now, when I was a kid growing up watching soccer, it was Pele. Of course, I'm ancient, so that's why Pele is mentioned. So, anyways. All right, and David, how about you? Who's your personal hero?
Probably the best person to fit that description. Like I'm going away from sports. Probably Teddy Roosevelt. I just like his I like his big stick policy. I learned that in Mr. Smith's classroom.
Just talk big talk, but don't actually swing.
Speak softly and carry a big stick.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So you two guys, right? You guys love history, right? So that's why maybe Teddy.
It's funny because we're actually both in the same class this year.
There we go. Excellent stuff there. One more item here before we take another break and maybe have you guys read some different ads if you want to switch your ads around. One more time here. There we go. Left, right, left, and a man in the middle. Okay, so we've talked a bit about your families, obviously. We've asked you some questions here and there. Some of them are kind of serious. Some of them, you know, not so serious. Some fun questions. Graduation-wise, we're going to go to that. And David, I'll start with you, then we'll go to Mitch, and then we'll have Cole be a tail-end Charlie on this. Graduation at Zumbrota Mazeppa, what are the plans? Is it going to be inside, outside? What's the date for it, David?
It'll be inside in the gym. It's the May 20th, right?
21st.
The 21st. Okay. 21st. Yeah.
2 weeks from tonight, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2 weeks from tonight.
Yeah.
All right. So for you, 2 weeks to go until you walk across that stage.
Exactly.
What do you think that's gonna feel like for you personally?
It'll feel like putting one foot in front of the other.
A true philosophical statement.
Yeah.
You got it, that's for sure. What are your plans post-graduation? You have a school lined up?
I'm going here at Red Wing, the community college. I'm going to be doing my generals here.
Fantastic. What are you looking for after that? Do you have anything? You just want to kind of get those out of the way?
I want to get those out of the way, and then I'll probably transfer to a four-year school. But sure. I don't really know what I'm going to do yet. But sure. Hopefully something catches my interest.
Well, you know what? If you want to, stop by here sometime. We might be able to, find something for you. We're looking for people from time to time to help out with board hopping games, things like that. And I love your voice. Maybe you might want to cut a spot or two.
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, that'd all be right. Fun.
There we go. Okay. Wow. So then we're going to go to Mitch and then Cole. So Mitch, going across the stage there in a couple of weeks at ZM, what's that going to feel like for you?
1,000 pounds off my shoulders. Just being able to just walk across that stage actually going to feel really good because, you're done with high school, so.
It's a journey, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a horrible, horrible journey.
Horrible. It's a process.
That's right. It's a process, so that's for sure. What are your plans then post May 21st?
It's funny. I'm actually going down to Cato. I'm going to college Cato and going for law enforcement.
Great. You're going to love that town. It's a great town. I don't know if you've been there a whole lot, but I spent a number of years there. It is a great town indeed. By the way, do you guys have like a post-graduation get-together? Are they allowing that, or what are they doing? Are you just...
All the classmates, we're all just going to get together have a good time that night probably and just hang out.
All right, you got it. Cole, how about you? Going across that stage in a couple of weeks?
I think, honestly, there's probably going to be a lot of emotions. I don't think I'm going to cry, but I am going to miss high school. It seems like the older we've gotten, the more fun high school has been. I'll miss seeing some people. Maybe not Mitch, all the time.
Yeah.
Definitely some people I'll miss seeing. And then after that, I think I'm going to DCTC.
Okay.
I'm going for exercise and sports science.
Good for you.
Yeah. And then I'm playing soccer there as well.
Great. So, yeah. Fantastic. Maybe you'll be the Messi of DCTC.
Maybe. Who knows?
Speaking of that, you mentioned exercise and sports science. Okay, my oldest daughter, she graduated from high school here in Red Wing, it'll be 5 years ago now in 2016. And
really?
And she went for exercise science. She went down to college in Fort Myers, Florida, Florida Gulf Coast University. And she kind of switched her major, I think, maybe halfway through her freshman year, and she then went for athletic training, which is kind of the same type of thing. And so she graduated last year and then got a job and got and I'm wearing this where she's at right now, a school in Cape Coral, which is just north of Fort Myers. It's kind of tough. You get up every day and it's 80 degrees. Tough, but, year round.
Yeah.
Got to deal with the heat and humidity. But other than that, it's not too bad of a gig. And then,
especially if it's December.
Yes, not bad at all. Yeah, now she's moving after 1 year at this job. She's going up to a job in Bradenton, which is up the Gulf Coast. And, a school that is a private school and pays very well. Matter of fact, she's passed up her old man in salary just like that. Boom, shakalaka, as I would say. But I think any parent would love to see that. I mean, you always want to see your kids do well. You want to see them maybe achieve some things that you weren't able to achieve. You always wish the best for your kids. So, yeah I think you're going to enjoy it. It's an awesome, awesome, profession to get into. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So, good stuff. Well, it's been great chatting with you guys. We're going to take a little bit of a break here. We're going to, you know, relax our brains for about, 12 minutes or so. We're going to take a weather break, get to a bit of music, Fox News at the top of the hour, and then the second half of the show is going to be fun because we're going to really test these guys here, all right, because it's going to be trivia time.
It's like taking a test after I took a test today.
Yeah, I know.
This will be fun stuff, though. Plus, hey, you get some free stuff. How can you beat that? You know, maybe they, you know, as far as school is concerned, wouldn't it be great to, like, okay, whoever gets the best score on this test, all right? Hey, you get two wristbands to Mall of America or something like that. I don't know.
I'd actually study for something for the first
time. Yeah. Or maybe like steak or lasagna.
Yeah, exactly.
Or what?
Baked potato casserole. Yeah.
See, up for grabs. So we'll take a break.
Delicious.
We're going to come back right after 6 o'clock with these fine fellas here from Zambrotta Mazeppa Senior Sensations 2021. Back in just a bit. All right, folks, we are back. Welcome. It's time for our second hour of Zambrotta Mazeppa Senior Sensations here. I'm Bluff Country, 1250 KCUE, KCUE 99 FM online at KCUERadio.com. In at 54 degrees, Action Jack Caldwell with you. David McKinney is with us, Cole Ayers, and as well, Mitch Illig. So, fellas, I'd like to have each of you read one of your ads again, and we'll get going with, all right, always highly anticipated, as I turn up our headphones a little bit, highly anticipated trivia for the class of 2021. So, David, fire away.
Runnings and Red Wing is here for you to lean on like a trusted friend. We're working hard each day to stock our shelves with the essential items you need, from animal feed to pet food, clothing and auto care to tools and hardware. Runnings and Red Wing, congratulations and good luck to class of 2021.
Fantastic. Cole?
The employees of Hearth and Home Technologies in Lake City, the largest manufacturer of gas fireplaces in the world, salute the graduates of Zambrotta Mazeppa High School class of 2021. You've worked hard to reach this milestone, and we know you have a bright future ahead. Best wishes from your friends and neighbors, Hearth and Home Technologies.
All right, Mitch?
Stop by Hannah's Bakery and Coffee Shop and check out the awesome display cakes, many varieties of pastries and donuts. So many varieties of donuts you may need an extra visit just to take it all in. Congrats to the class of 2021 from all of us at Hans Bakery and Coffee Shop.
All right, we thank them all for helping us bring you the show here now this Friday night. By the way, gentlemen, once you get out of here at like 7 o'clock, or what are your plans for the rest of Friday night? I mean, I'm talking to three high school guys here, so.
That's exactly what I'm supposed to
be. I know, when I was in high school, I don't know, whatever you want to do. Nobody would ever know what they wanted to do, so.
Exactly.
A lot of times on Friday nights, well, if I didn't have to work, I worked at a restaurant. After the restaurant closed at 9, we'd go bowling or something like that. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Bowling, movie, something like that.
Mitch is going to go home and eat and sleep all night.
That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
No, three of us are probably going to go out to dinner after this.
There you go.
Get a bite to eat and then...
Who's going
to
pick up the tab? Or you get all this?
Well, whoever's going to order the steak.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the money to buy a steak. He's got the money to buy the rest.
Ooh, there we are. Man, yeah. All right. So, I'm gonna do a big build-up to this, okay? All right, here we go. This is our part one of our trivia portion of the show. So here it is. All right, you guys know what movie this is from, don't you? Hold on. Now, this isn't a trivia question or anything. This is just...
Okay.
Let your mom and dads know, or grandmas and grandpas know.
It's in my head.
Yeah.
All right. We'll let it go a little bit longer. So this is just, you know, intro music to trivia time here. If this doesn't get you going, it's kind of like the theme from Rocky, but I love this. It's one of my all-time favorite. Here we go. All right, I'll give you a hint. A red cape.
Superman.
There you go.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's in my head. I can't think of it.
The Man of Steel himself.
That's right, the Man of Steel. Oh, yeah, the original Superman. What's that in the sky? It's a bird, it's a plane. No, it's Superman. Yes, Superman. Strange being from another planet. Okay. Who fights for truth, justice, and the American way? I wonder how PC that would be now here in 2021. Truth, justice, and the American way. The trouble is, in America, what are there, like 330 million, latest census count in America, 331 million people? There are probably 331 different versions of the American way. But anyways, yes. I still think there's more that unites us as a country than divides us. And I'm running for political office on that slogan. So, no, I'm just kidding about that.
I was going to say.
Wait, are we actually
going to
miss some guys
going to
run?
I actually, this is a true story before we get to trivia. I actually was a delegate for a short time here in the state of Minnesota for a political party. But then I moved over to Wisconsin. That was the end of my political career. Did I learn a lot, though? I think I was like 33, 34 at the time. Oh, my goodness, did I learn a lot. One of the biggest things I learned is it's all about the money, baby. Yeah. That's one of the big things that I learned. All right, you guys ready for trivia? Everybody has a piece of paper. Everybody has a pen. All right, so just, you know, number 1 to 10, and we're going to do 5 questions. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to do 5 others. So you have to be on the honor system, kind of keep score yourself here, all right, as we go through these questions. So this is going to be kind of cool here, I think. We're going to have a lot of fun. We always do each and every year when we do this.
Can't trust these guys.
That's right. Watch out now. Oh, they're already starting to peak. Well, they're just kind of honing the skills they learned in school there. You know, watch out.
No, usually you leave your arm off the table and let the other people look over.
Okay. There we go. All right. So here we go. And again, if you're listening at home, I got to turn that up. Sorry about that. If you're listening at home, maybe you're, you know, driving, you're listening in. All right. You can be a part of this trivia contest as well. So it's basically multiple choice trivia. So you have obviously a 1 out of 3 chance in every single question. So here is question number 1. We'll give you some time. You know, I need to find some cool music here. All right, this ought to work. This is from another one of my favorite movies here, just in the background here. We'll let it roll in the background. So, all right. This, by the way, is from the movie Chariots of Fire. So back to the early 1980s. Again, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas probably recognize it in the background. So don't let the music distract you. It's just going to be back to this kind of background music, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, so here is question number 1. A lot of this has to do with the year that a lot of kids were born who graduated in 2021, in the year 2003. Okay, so question 1, what country did the U.S. invade in 2003? So you can either write the letter down or, you know, what the response would be. A, Iran, B, Afghanistan, or C, Iraq. Was it A, Iran, B, Afghanistan, or C, Iraq?
I just want to say, before even you were naming the answers, I look over and I see David writing the country down.
Okay, that's all right. So, guys, write down your answers and then we'll reveal the answer. So it's going to be a, you know, question by question thing as we keep score.
33% chance.
You guys all set?
Yep.
Do it.
All right. So, David, apparently you knew right away. What is it?
Sure. I was guessing. I'm Iraq.
Iraq is correct.
Let's go. Let's go.
Cole,
how about
I you? I said Iran.
Okay.
And I said Iraq.
Okay. So it's 1-1. Cole, you have to get on the board, but it's early. We're only 10% of the way through. All right. So, all right. I'll
coming from the guy that his favorite subject was math. Just
That's all right. I don't think I have any math trivia questions.
You're screwed. You're trash, kid.
So here we go. All right. So 2003. This is interesting here. The sexiest man alive. People magazine. They do it every year. The sexiest man alive in 2003, according to People magazine. One of these three guys. Was it A, Brad Pitt, B, Johnny Depp, or C, George Clooney? Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, or George Clooney? Gentlemen, write your answers down. Feel like the Indy 500. Gentlemen, start your engines.
Whoever gets this right, I'm just calling you.
I did their research.
So you can select from Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, or George Clooney. All right. Let me know when you guys are all finished. All right.
Thanks for bed.
All right. Yeah. So Cole, you have yet to get on the board. So what's your answer?
C.
George Clooney. All right. Mitch, what do you have?
I got Clooney.
I got Clooney.
You all picked Clooney. The answer is, I couldn't believe it, but it was Johnny Depp.
Ooh.
How about that?
Really? I think
we're all good.
I think, yeah. Maybe it's from that movie, Pirates of the Caribbean or something he was in. Maybe that's why.
Was that made that long ago?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah. Wow. There have been some others, but yes. All right, so here's question three. Once we get to five, we'll take a halftime break on the show.
All right,
so question three. Here's a technological question. Which one of these technologies or gadgets debuted 18 years ago? Here are your choices. The digital camera, the iPhone, or YouTube. Which one of these technologies or gadgets debuted in 2003? The digital camera, the iPhone, or YouTube. All right, there we go. That's a real brain teaser there. Guys all set?
Yep, I think we're good.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see. David, we'll lead it off with you.
I chose C.
YouTube, okay.
Yeah.
Cole, how about you?
I said iPhone.
iPhone, all right. And Mitch?
I said iPhone as well.
The answer is none of those, the digital camera. Oh,
no. Really?
Yes. Now, those were invented later in the decade. YouTube in 2005, the iPhone in 2007.
Okay, so I was the closest.
Mr. Steve Jobs. There we go. Yes. So, and you know, back in the day, people were coming out holding these little things. What in the God's name is that?
Yeah.
And now it's like, if someone doesn't have one, you're going, who's the person without a phone?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Smith.
Yeah.
So, yeah, flip phone.
I did start out with a flip phone, but a number of years ago, I went to, obviously, I technologically upped my ante, I guess, a little bit. All right, so it's 1-0-1, left to right across the board. Okay, so question number four is, back in 2003, this was February 1st, I was actually doing Coach's Corner on Saturday morning when this happened. The space shuttle disintegrated, a space shuttle disintegrated over Texas. So what was the name of the space shuttle? Was it Atlantis, Discovery, or Columbia? Was it Atlantis, Discovery, or Columbia? One of those three, gentlemen, is the correct response. All right. By the way, I don't know, even if I know a couple of you guys love history, and of course Cole's the math guy, but and of course math, probably engineering, whatever. If you've never been there, do yourself a favor. I did this about 7 years ago. Go down to the Kennedy Space Center. Oh my God. For me, that was like, I don't know, it was like the closest thing to heaven on Earth. That was unbelievable. I was a space kid growing up in the 60s. All right, so Cole, I'm going to lead it off with you. The space shuttle disintegrated over Texas in 2003.
Atlantis.
All right, so we have the Atlantis. Mitch, what about you?
Put down Discovery.
Discovery, all right. And David?
I put down the Discovery as well.
The answer is Columbia.
Oh, man,
unbelievable.
Goodness.
I was going to say that Challenger, but that was way back in the 80s.
Once again, Dave was writing the answer down before you listened. Before you listened.
I got it wrong first. Like so I was like,
it's like on Family Feud when they ask the question and then they hit the buzzer before the question's even complete.
Yeah, really confident.
Yeah.
Just say the answer that's right on the board.
So it's still 1-0-1 as we approach halftime. All right, this one has a little more of a history twist to it as well. Question five as we approach halftime here. Of course, all of these guys are going to rack up some goodies anyway. They're just playing for one extra KCUE coffee cup.
It's going to be me.
Because they're all going home with a coffee cup. And they get
me.
Whoever wins it gets the extra coffee cup. All right, so question five is this. A little Minnesota history here. Who was Minnesota's governor in 2003? Was it Jesse Ventura, Tim Pawlenty, or Mark Mr. Mumble Dayton, as I call him? Jesse Ventura, Tim Pawlenty, or Mark Dayton in 2003? So, of course, Jesse, well, let me tell you something right now, Jack. So, back to his wrestling days. All right, guys all set?
Yeah.
All right. David, I'm going to go with you. Who was our governor 2003, probably when you were just either a wee lad or just...
Well, I was gonna go with C, but then you put down that wrestling thing, so I'm guessing it's Jesse.
Jesse, okay. Yeah. All right. Cole, how about you?
I'm saying Jesse as well.
All right. And Mitch?
I put down B.
The answer is B, Tim Pawlenty.
What?
What?
B, Ventura was 98 to 2002. Plenty, well, 2002 to 10 or 3 to 11. Then after that, it was Dayton, and then after that, of course, our current governor. So, which would be, well, let's see, Tim Walz, right?
Yeah,
yeah, he's our current governor. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there you go. So I think as we get to halftime here, Mitch, you have two.
Yep.
David, you have one.
Yeah.
Cole, you have yet to be on the board, but it's still, there's still plenty of time for what I would call a dramatic comeback.
I'll get the last five for sure. Right.
Kind of like Zambrota Mazepa against, what was it, Byron?
Pine Island.
Or Pine Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. All right. So, 6:15 here, Zambrota Mazepa, Senior Sensations. Senior Sensations here on KCUE, KCUE 99 FM and online at KCUEradio.com. A break. And then we're going to come back with part two of trivia. It's still anybody's game. We're back in just a moment. All right, we're back now. We're going to get to part two of trivia for our three young men from Zambrota Mazepa High School, Senior Sensations 2021 here on KCUE. KCUE 99 FM and online at KCUEradio.com. So, all right, now we're going to have each of our gentlemen read their respective clients' ads, and then we'll get back to part two of trivia. So I think, Cole, we're going to lead it off with you, my friend.
All right. Stop by Hannah's Bakery and Coffee Shop and check out the awesome display cakes. Many varieties of pastries and donuts. So many varieties of donuts, you may need an extra visit just to take it all in. Congratulations to the class of 2021 from all of us at Hannah's Bakery and Coffee Shop.
All right. Let's see. Mitch, fire away.
Runnings and Red Wing is here for you to lean on, like a trusted friend. We're working hard each day to stock our shelves with the essential items you need, from animal feed to pet food, clothing and auto care to tools and hardware. Runnings and Red Wing, congratulations and good luck to the class of 2021.
All right, David.
The employees of Hearth and Home Technologies in Lake City, the largest manufacturer of gas fireplaces in the world, salute the graduates of Zambrota Mazepa High School, class of 2021. You've worked hard to reach this milestone, and we know that you have a bright future ahead. Best wishes from your friends and neighbors, Hearth and Home Technologies.
All right, guys, here we go. Part two of trivia here. It's a 10-question deal. And at the half, Mitch Illig leads the way. He has two correct. David McKinney has one. And Cole Ayers is still trying to get on the board. Hopefully, all right, this would be great if it would come down to the last question. It has in years past, so we'll see how it goes. As far as the tiebreaker is concerned, I haven't come up with one yet, but I'll think of something. If we do end up having, well, maybe all of you tied at the end.
When's the last time Vikings won the Super Bowl?
Never. I have to say this now. I think all the guys grimaced when I told them I was a Packer fan, but I have to say one of my all-time favorite T-shirts, and I don't have this T-shirt, but I saw it, I think, up at the Mall of America. It was in that, if you've been up there, they have that cheese store at the Mall of America.
Yeah.
All right, if you've seen that. And I walked in there, and they had, it was a yellow and purple T-shirt, Vikings colors, or gold, purple and gold or whatever. And then on the front of the T-shirt, it had, like, a trophy case, and it was empty. And then underneath it said, Vikings trophy case.
Yeah.
Oh, well, now I'm going to get tackled by these guys. So. we can always dream, though. I really thought they were going to do it the year that Stephon Diggs caught that pass.
Oh, yeah.
I was at that game.
You were?
You were?
Yeah.
Wow.
That must have been good.
I don't care what anybody says. I was a Packer fan, and I was going totally gonzo when Diggs caught that pass.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing of it is, he ran right down into the corner of the end zone that we were in.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Were you in like one of the front rows?
No, we were up a ways,
so
I could see that. I saw the play develop, and I thought, it looks like he's going to catch it. That dude, all he had to do was tackle him.
No, he missed
it.
Yeah,
he totally missed him.
Yeah.
He tried to just kind of get him with a shoulder instead. You know, as any coach would tell you, basic football play, wrap up, and he did, and he totally whiffed, and Diggs goes in, and then that's as loud as I've ever stated of him as I can ever.
Oh, yeah.
He should have done some cougar tackling drills.
It was incredible. Yeah.
Those things suck.
The thing is, a lot of the people had left because they thought New Orleans was going to win.
I still remember that night because I was watching the game. My mom's sleeping. And when that happened, I started going berserk.
Oh, yeah.
I just hear my mom go, Mitch, shut up.
I'll never forget it. It was unbelievable. All right, gentlemen, you ready for part two of trivia?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So we've got some, you know, lead-in music to it here. So, all right. So this is from another one of my favorite movie series. This is Star Trek, by the way.
Oh,
it's kind of like the current group of Star Trek. It's not like Spock and McCoy and Captain Kirk from way back when with William Shatner. This is a new group with Chris Pine as he's like Captain Kirk.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the guy who plays Spock, he's pretty good too. And the guy who plays McCoy, I thought, did a spot on Dr. McCoy. So, and this goes out to our three guys right here because actually, of course, y'all know what the flagship of the Federation is, the USS Enterprise, right?
Yeah.
And of course, the title for this instrumental is called Enterprising Young Men. So for you three guys, Enterprising Young Men, this goes out to you. All right, so there we go. There's our music. All right, a salute to these three fellows, David, Cole, and Mitch. Here's question number six. We have five to go overall now. This is a sports question for you.
Perfect.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to lose.
All right. Which Minnesota Twins superstar made his Major League debut in 2003? So here are your choices. Justin Morneau. I'll do my PA guy. Joe Mauer or Johan Santana. Which one of these twins made his Major League debut in 2003?
Mitch is already ready.
Yeah.
Justin Morneau.
Way too confident.
Joe Mauer or Johan Santana.
Since he brought up sports, I was like, perfect. This
is, yes.
Yeah, this is strong.
If you get this wrong.
So one of them, we'll obviously, was 2003. The other two, somewhere in the 2000s.
I just want to say the name I did write down actually was one of the three. So
there you go. Oh, got that nailed. That's for sure. 6:25, by the way. We're going to try to go all the way to 7 if possible. All right. So, Mitch, Illig, I guess you were the most confident, right? You wrote it down right away. So was it Justin Morneau, Joe Mauer, or Johan Santana?
I got good old Joe.
Joe Mauer, okay.
I want to change my answer now. I got Justin Morneau.
Justin Morneau, okay. And David, what about
Joe
you?
Mauer.
The answer is Justin Morneau.
No!
It is! So Cole, all right, so now it's 2-1-1.
Mitch.
Okay,
what?
Joe Mauer.
This is sports. This was your category.
Joe Mauer was 2004. Missed by one. There, you're close. He was playing baseball in 03, though. That's not with the Twins.
Yeah, exactly.
He was with the minors. So Joe was 2004. Morneau was 2003. Johan Santana, the year 2000. He's an old-timer. So we're getting close, just like I thought. It's kind of close here. Are you ready for questions? Mitch looks a little... He's
a little upset.
Beating himself up. Yeah.
He looks a little staggered over there. Just a little.
Yeah. Yeah. You got beat by Cole.
Too. That's all right. But you know what? Hey, you're still ahead of these two guys.
I know.
So there we go. Question seven. Now we're going to talk some movie trivia, I should say.
Okay.
So what was the number one domestic movie in the USA in 2003? In other words, the movie that made the most money in 2003. Here are your choices, gentlemen. Pirates of the Caribbean, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, or Finding Nemo.
There's so many good ones.
Yeah.
Yep, you guys, I'm probably sure you saw a lot of them on DVD or whatever.
I watched all three.
Wore them out, yeah.
Times.
Like my kids did. Pirates of the Caribbean, Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, or Finding Nemo.
Oh, my goodness.
So there we go. All I can say is the one that was number one, I think, I can't remember how many times I watched it as a dad, and I'm going, really? Again? No, anyways. So, okay. Number one movie of 2003 in America. Pirates Caribbean, Lord of the Rings, or Finding Nemo? All set, fellas?
Yeah.
All right, so Cole, you got the last one right. You lead off.
I had Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean, all right. David?
Finding Nemo.
Finding Nemo. Mitch?
I had Lord of the Rings.
The answer is? Finding Nemo.
Let's go.
Wow.
So what are we, 2-2-1 now?
Yeah.
Yep.
2-2-1.
When you said that dad part, I was like, crap. I wanted to change my answer at the same time.
With two daughters, I mean, it was, oh my gosh, I can't remember how many times we had shark bait. He's only a boy. No.
How did that beat Pirates?
I don't know.
It made $339 million, Finding Nemo did.
I don't think that either would beat Lord of the Rings because that was such a popular franchise back in the early
2000s. So I think the fact of the matter is probably those other two movies, maybe older kids went to it, but Finding Nemo, older kids, and then they took the little kids too.
Yeah, true.
So, yep. And, of course, my favorite in Finding Nemo was I love Gil myself. So Gil was great. He was the crusty old fish in there.
Here is Cars Meg, because I think he can chig it.
All right, yeah, set for number eight here. Yeah. So, what, David, you're at two.
Yep.
Mitch, you're at two. Yep. And Cole, you have one right as we go to question eight. All right, so let's go to music in 2003. All right, the number one pop song of 2003, although I think pop music the last 20 years, generally not as good as pop music that we play on K-Wayne 106.
Already writing it down.
From the 70s. All right. Top pop song of 2003, was it 50 Cent, Into Club, whatever that is, no. Lose Yourself by Eminem, or All I Have by J-Lo and LL Cool J. One of those three songs.
Wait, so it's pop?
Pop music, yes.
It can't be 50 Cent.
That's Into Club by 50 Cent.
No, that's actually considered pop.
It's considered pop.
Yeah.
Lose Yourself by Eminem. Don't ever eat the green M&Ms. No, I'm sorry. That's different M&M. And then C is All I Have by J-Lo and LL Cool J.
Cole's writing it down before.
Yeah, so he's got to answer first, yeah. Obviously.
All right.
Okay. I'm kind of bad.
So this is question eight. It's still anybody's game right now. And Zombrota Mazeppa Senior Sensations Trivia. All right. Guys all set?
Yep. Let's do it.
Cole, you look confident. So what's your answer?
I had In the Club by 50 Cent.
All right, David?
I had In the Club with 50 Cent.
Okay, and Mitch?
I had Lose Yourself by Eminem.
It is In the Club by 50 Cent?
Yeah.
So David's in the lead, right? You've got three.
Yeah, I got three.
Cole, you've got two. Mitch, you have two.
So
with two questions left, David leads by one. All right, so it's still anybody's game here. Here on KCUE, KCUE 99 FM, KCUERadio.com. 6:30 now, and our temp at 54. We've been stuck there all day, it seems like. Which is unusual for Minnesota because some days, as you guys know, you wake up and it's like 35, and then by the end of the day, might get up to 70. Or it might start out nice and warm, and then it gets cold when the front comes in.
Exactly.
So yeah.
Love Minnesota.
Yeah. So if you don't like the weather, just wait a few minutes, or vice versa. Now, our last two questions here do have to do with Zombrota here and there, okay?
Okay.
So question nine is this. The famous covered bridge in Zombrota, of course, it collapsed, right, a couple of years ago. We had that snowstorm or whatever. And then, of course, they had to kind of put up a new one, but... Yeah. The famous bridge in Zombrota, it's Minnesota's only working covered bridge, I guess, was originally constructed in what year? So this is kind of like, you know, throw it at a dartboard in one of these 3 years. Does it date back to 1859, 1869, or 1881? Maybe some of our old-timers in Zombrota can remember, but no, you would have to be really old, but I'm just saying. So was it originally constructed in 1859, 1869, or 1881? So there you go, fellas. Question nine. This could set up a fabulous 10th question, by the way. All right, so our leader is David McKinney with three correct. So, David, what do you have?
I have A.
1859. Cole, how about you?
I have 1859 as well.
1859. Mitch?
A.
All right.
The answer is? 1869. So guess what?
Wow. I'm still winning. I'm good.
So, 3-2-2. So what has to happen in this final question is David must miss it. Yeah. And then you two guys must get it correct to force a three-way playoff in the infamous 19th hole. Yeah. That's my golf thing there. So here's our final question. I think all three of you guys might get this one. I don't know. I've never been in the... Well, we'll just see.
But yeah, it changes so David can't get it.
Yeah.
Do something with sports.
Well, this is a sports-related question.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right. Zombrota Mazeppa, the Cougars, they've been to state one time in school history in boys basketball. So what year was it? Was it 2003, 1994, or 1983? Now, I've never been in the gym. Maybe they have it listed there on the wall like some, you know, schools do. The state tournament appearances, regional championships, sectional championships, or whatever.
Can you repeat the
there answers? We go. Ooh, here we go. He's getting into it now.
Yeah.
Zombrota Mazeppa has been to state in boys basketball one time. Was it 2003, 1994, or 1983?
Okay.
Zombrota Mazeppa. And, of course, they've had a lot of success.
Wrestling and softball.
Yeah. That's right.
Back-to-back champs in both.
Yes. There you go. So on the mat and on the diamond, they've been pretty dominant over the last number of years. So, David, we'll let you lead off.
I'm going to dedicate this win to my father, 2003.
Mitch, how about you?
I put whatever B was it, I think is
94?
Oh, crap.
All right. And Cole, how about you?
I have 2003 as well.
The answer is 2003.
Yeah.
So,
it's for you, Dad.
That was bad.
Yeah. So, actually, David, you win it with four right. Mm-hmm. Mitch, what'd you have? Two or three?
I had two.
And Cole, you had three, right?
How did I win?
I don't know, but you know, stranger things have happened, I guess. So, anyways, you guys do get two wristbands, all-day wristbands from All of America. You get two rounds of golf at Moose Mountain, and you all get a cup. But, David, I'm going to present you with the extra coffee cup. I don't know where. Oh, right there.
Yeah.
So, at the end of the show, before you guys go out and eat somewhere in town, I'll take a picture of all three of you guys, but then, David, you get to hold up two cups instead of one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You get the extra cup, baby.
Yeah.
Do you even drink coffee?
I do. I just want to thank my mom.
Like, hey, to thank
you.
Yeah. Well, it is Mother's Day coming up on Sunday, so.
This is my gift to you.
There we go. Oh, that's awesome. So what we're going to do is, guys, is take, we'll have you read your ads one final time. Then we're going to take one final break. Then we're going to have, maybe some closing remarks, and we're going to have each of you have your favorite song played over the airwaves here on KCUE. So one final go-around with the ads, fella, and then we'll take a final break. Let's see here. Well, David, you won, so I guess you go first.
Yeah.
Then we'll go David, Cole, and Mitch. Like gold, silver, bronze. There we go.
Wow.
I know.
Thank you, Cole.
Hey, but you're still on the podium.
Right.
You know, bronze, yeah. You're still on the podium. So, all right. Fire away, David.
Stop by Hainish Bakery and Coffee Shop and check out the awesome display cakes. Many varieties of pastry and donuts. So many varieties of donuts, you may need an extra visit just to take it all in. Congratulations, class of 2021, from all of us at Hainish Bakery and Coffee Shop.
All right, Cole.
Renan's in Red Wing is here for you to lean on, like a trusted friend. We're working hard each day to stock our shelves with the essential items you need, from animal feed to pet food, clothing and auto care, to tools and hardware. Renan's in Red Wing, congratulations and good luck to the class of 2021.
All right, Mitch, fire away.
The employees of Hearth and Home Technologies in Lake City, the largest manufacturer of gas fireplaces in the world, salute the graduates of the Zambrotta Mazeppa High School class of 2021. You've worked hard to reach this milestone, and we know you have a bright future ahead. Best wishes from your friends and neighbors at Hearth and Home Technologies.
All right, guys. So what we're going to do here, we're going to take a quick weather break. Then we're going to come back, and each of these guys has mentioned to me a song that they want played. We're going to do that. And then maybe if you want to, say a final word of thanks to somebody special in your life or a family member or whatever, and then we'll close out the show. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Yeah. All right. There we go. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get those songs going and then parting shots on Zambrotta Mazeppa Senior Sensations after this. Folks, we're back. It's our final segment of Zambrotta Mazeppa Senior Sensations on KCUE, KCUE 99 FM, KCUE Radio.com. Jack Caldwell with you, along with David McKenney, our trivia champion, Cole Ayers, who took second, and then Mitch Hillig, who took third. 4, 3, and 2 out of 10, respectively. So, guys, what are you going to do with your winnings? When do you anticipate heading up there, David?
When I find someone that actually likes me.
There we go. All right, how about you, Cole?
Mitch and I might take our couple other friends up there.
All right.
Yeah.
Have a good day.
There you go.
They're the ones that are annoying, so that's why they're
there. Okay. Well, that's all right. Hey, whatever works for you, that's for sure. So what we're going to do here is have each of these fine young gentlemen, they've selected a song that they would like to have played here. And, we're a country station. This does not have to be a country song, and I don't think any of these are country songs. So, no, they are not, as I checked. So as we get ready to close out the show here, David, I'll lead it off with you since you were our trivia champion. Your song is first here, and tell us the song you've selected.
I have selected House of the Rising Sun by The Animals.
Okay, so why did you select that one?
I just listen to it almost every single day, and my parents they pretty much bash me for it, saying that I'm basically like an 80-year-old man in the 18-year-old body.
Yeah, with my song, my mom goes, "How do you know this music?" I'm like, "It's not that uncommon."
I know.
So.
You can just tell them it's timeless.
Exactly.
It's timeless. Exactly. It cuts across all generations. That's for sure. All right. So, and David, before we get to your son, you want to say a special hi to somebody out there who may be listening either over the air or online?
I just want to say hi, Mom. I'm proud of you for working on your doctorate degree in nursing. I respect you a lot.
That's adorable.
I know.
That's great. Man. All those young gals who may be listening are going, man, listen to that young man.
What a gentleman.
Yeah. What's his number? Well, that's
my phone number.
All right, so this goes out today for David, and then we're going to have Cole and then Mitch after that. So this is, yeah, the Animals, House of the Rising Sun. That goes out to David, and salute to his mom there, too, with the animals, House of the Rising Sun. So Cole took second in trivia. Cole Ayers did. So, Cole, tell us about your song and maybe a special shout-out to somebody on the show here as we wrap it up on your side of it.
Yeah, I picked Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis Presley. It's just a song I've always listened to. I've always loved it. And I'll give a shout-out to my grandparents and to my niece, Kyla, always being there for me, giving me laughs and great memories.
All right. Well, good luck to you, too, at DCTC, right?
Yep.
And, David, you're headed over here, right, to Minnesota State College Southeast Red Wing Campus.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, again, David was House of the Rising Sun by the Animals. And Cole, you know, he's tugging at the heartstrings of maybe some, you know, fetching young ladies who may be listening.
Yeah, what are you trying to get across?
What are you trying to get to, huh?
All right. So, and his dedication, too. Here's Elvis. FM, Action Jack with you with, again, Mitch Illig, also Cole Ayers, and David McKinney from Zumbrota Mazeppa High School, three of the graduating class of 2021. They've been through a lot over the last number of months, and actually over the last year, as a matter of fact. Before we get to your song here, Mitch, to kind of wrap it up on the show, the graduating class this year, how many kids graduate class 2021? You got a number?
It's 93.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's about 93.
93, yeah. Okay. I think that sounds right.
All right. So to those others maybe. Who are graduating with these guys, it may be.
We'll see if I'm able to walk across.
Yeah.
Hopefully, yeah, it's going to be at capacity 93. So, and their graduation ceremonies are 2 weeks from tonight, you said, right? The
21st? Yep, 21st.
All right. And a quick programming note, that next week we'll have Ellsworth in, the Panthers, And then on the 21st, as these fellows are walking across the stage or getting ready to, we'll have Red Wing in, and then on the 28th, we'll have the Goodhue Wildcats in to close it out for Senior Sensations anyway on KCUE. Other schools such as Lake City and Wabasha Kellogg, I believe Plainview, Elgin, Millville, and Pepin will be on our sister stations, either WBHA or Lake Hits 95. So we're going to close it out with you, Mitch. And tell us about the song you selected, and then if you want to do a shout-out to somebody.
Well, I chose We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel. Okay. I don't know. I'm kind of a history nerd, and that song just kind of shreds apart history, so might as well. But no, I'll give a shout-out to my grandma and grandpa that listen up in North Dakota, hopefully, I think.
That's right. We are saving this. We're going to archive it. So.
Yep, I did get a text from my mom earlier. She said her and my stepdad are listening, so shout-out to Stevie and mom. So
that is awesome.
But no, I've always liked the song. Yeah, like I said, my mom, when I played it one time with her in the car, she goes, "Why do you know this song?" I'm like, it's not that old, but... Yeah, I've always enjoyed Billy Joel.
Yeah. I mean, it's from, you know, late 80s or whatever. Like we said, with all of you guys, you kind of pick timeless songs here.
Mm-hmm. So exactly.
You know, it cuts across a number of age brackets, generations, and genres or whatever. So, guys, before we hear Mitch's song, I just want to say thank you so much. You've been great sports. It was fun playing trivia with you, fun finding out, you know, about what it was like for you in school and maybe what your future plans are going to be. And
thank you for reaching out. Yeah, this was a blast.
And enjoy your tickets. And
thank you for the extra mug.
Yeah, you get that.
Hold on.
I got a feeling these guys are going out to eat here, wherever it is in town here today. Maybe they're going to try to play some other type of trivia. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. So let's get it rolling. You all set? All right, Mitch. This goes out to you. And who you send it out to again?
Grandma, Grandpa, Mom, Steve.
All right. And it's Billy Joel. We Didn't Start the Fire. And thanks for joining us on Zombrota Mazeppa, Senior Sensations 21. For David, for Cole, for Mitch, Jack Caldwell saying so long. And congrats to the class of 2021 of the Zombrota Mazeppa Cougars.